Blog Talk Radio. first game. The breath you breathe in a garden, I am breathing back today. The song you sang into the clay, Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the revelation in this word that you gave me, God. I pray that it says somebody free and deliver them on tonight, Lord God, so that they will know what they need to do, Lord God, to stop the things that are going on in their world, God, to stop the spiritual warfare that is going on with them, God. I thank you for showing us all how to deliver our mouth in order to deliver our world. I thank you, Lord God, once again for this revelation, God, and I thank you for giving me the strength to bring it forth the way that you gave it to me. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that it's clear understanding. I pray clear understanding over everybody that's listening on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text for tonight comes from Matthew 16:19. It's Matthew 16:19 from the NIV. Jesus speaking. Jesus says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, it's Matthew 16:19 from the NIV. God has been really talking to me. I mean, he's really been talking to me via his Holy Spirit about the last part of this scripture. Let me read the last part again. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He's really been dealing with me about that part. You see, God says the same way manufacturers will sometimes put a recall on their product and remove it from shelves for fear that it will or has caused harm. There are some words spoken out of your mouth that need to be recalled. God says the same way manufacturers will sometimes put a recall on their product and remove it from the shelves for fear that it will or has already caused harm. God says there are some words spoken out of your mouth that need to be recalled. Again, remember, Jesus says in tonight's foundational text, what you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's the reason many of you are experiencing a lot of spiritual warfare right now. That's the reason many of you are experiencing a lot of spiritual warfare right now. Because of words you have spoken out of your mouth. Because of words you have spoken out of your mouth into the atmosphere here on earth. And since we know from tonight's foundational text that heaven mirrors the earth in response to things, you are experiencing spiritual warfare because of the war your mouth started verbally here on earth. Whether the war was started verbally, unknowingly, or perhaps you knew exactly what you were doing to some degree, but it was started with your mouth. Beloved, you can't say everything you think you can say. Beloved, you can't say everything you think you can say. You can't say everything you think you should say. Therefore, we are going to call back some things you said tonight. We're going to call back some things, put a recall on some things you said tonight, things you loosed into the atmosphere. Word recall, tonight's message. The title of tonight's message is Word Recall, because we're going to call back some words. God says there's a bookshelf right now in heaven filled with words you have spoken. God says there's a bookshelf right now in heaven filled with words you have spoken, loosed into the atmosphere, words that need to be recalled. And since you are the manufacturer of whatever you said, and since you are the manufacturer of whatever you said, it's on you to recall it, pull it off the shelf of heaven. Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 19, from the CEV says, and God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth. And God in heaven will allow whatever. Whatever means whatever. Whatever you allow on earth. But he will not allow anything you don't allow. But he will not allow anything you don't allow. That's the same verse, the foundational verse, but it's from the CEV. Look at the last part. He will not allow anything you don't allow. Somebody, verbally, you have allowed a lot to be said. Somebody, verbally, you have allowed a lot to be said. And you, in return, have said a lot. And all the while, here's where we mess up. All the while, you are wondering, why doesn't God do something to stop all this? Beloved, it's not on God to stop it. He didn't start it. Beloved, you allowed it. You loosed it into the atmosphere. It was your words that did the damage, not God. You were not paying attention to your words, as we all do sometimes. You were not paying attention to what you were saying. You were not paying attention to your words, paying attention to what you were really saying. You were just responding out of your flesh. You were just responding out of your flesh and not the wisdom of God. Because the wisdom of God would tell you to shut up sometimes. Because the wisdom of God, if we honest, the wisdom of God will tell you to shut up sometimes. I'm a living witness. Y'all, I'm a living witness. Sometimes God's only instruction. Sometimes God's only instruction in the middle of something, in the middle of a situation, in mid-sentence sometimes. Sometimes in mid-sentence, when I want to say more than I should, God says, shut up, Stacy. Just shut up. No, he's not being mean. No, the Holy Spirit is not being mean. Why? He's telling me to shut up. Because God remembers his word at all times. So if you feel that pull in your spirit, that tug in your spirit for you to shut up, he's not being mean. Or you hear that little small silent voice telling you to shut up, he's not being mean. Small still voice telling you to shut up, he's not being mean. It's just that he remembers his word at all times. Even when we seem to forget, God remembers his word at all times. And his word says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, sometimes we forget that. So sometimes we like to flip it the other way and say life and death. But really, it's death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's how powerful the words coming out of your mouth are. That's number one. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's the number one thing that's in your mouth. In your mouth is death or life. Death and life. Number two, you will bear the consequences of your words. You will bear the consequences of your words. Somebody, that's all that's going on with you. You're bearing the consequences of your words. And I pray after tonight, after some things have been recalled, you feel a lot better, that you get delivered, even healed from some things on tonight. You will bear the consequences of your words. There are consequences that follow your words, according to Proverbs 18 and 21 from the Amplified. Think with me. Think about this with me. You know I like to make you think on PolitiFire. If you're new to PolitiFire, I like to make you think around here. So think with me. In Ezekiel 37, what if Ezekiel, in the midst of a valley of dry bones, had been like some of us? What if Ezekiel had been like some of us and started prophesying, saying stuff? What if he had started prophesying, saying stuff out of his flesh and not out of the wisdom of God? When God told him to prophesy, what if he started just prophesying stuff, saying stuff out of his flesh and not the wisdom of God? How do you think things would have turned out? How do you think things would have turned out? And don't flip to that chapter and see how things turned out if you don't know already. I'm just asking you a question. How do you think things would have turned out had he been prophesying stuff out of his flesh? If Ezekiel had started saying stuff like, it's too hot out here, and complaining, because some of y'all just complain about everything. And what if he had started saying stuff like, I don't see nothing coming together. Instead of looking at the situation out in the dry valley and saying that he see bones coming together. Instead of saying that he see things coming together, what if he would have started saying, I don't see nothing coming together. I don't see how none of this is going to work out. How do you think things would have turned out for Ezekiel? Better still, how are things going for you? Because that's exactly what some of you have been saying. Because that's exactly the kind of stuff that some of you have been saying. So now those words of defeat, of failure, of brokenness, of strife and division are in the atmosphere, loosed in your home. And now warfare has hit your home. You are in the midst of a spiritual battle over what you said. That's right, you're in the middle of a spiritual battle over what you said. And what you actually, you're in a spiritual battle over what you said and what you actually wanted and should have said. It's good versus evil. It's God versus the devil. And it all started with your mouth. And it all started with your mouth. A mouth that should have been speaking the word of God. A mouth that should have been speaking the word of God. Instead of saying, I don't see nothing coming together, say, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Romans 8:28 from the Amplified. That was good. I'm going to read it again just because I like this scripture. Instead of saying, I don't see nothing coming together, you're supposed to be saying, you're a child of God. You're supposed to get in that Bible and you're supposed to be saying. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, for those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Again, it's Romans 8:28 from the Amplified. Instead of saying, I don't see how none of this is going to work out, say, I call those things which do not exist as though they did. Romans 4:17, New King James Version. Now, that may sound like foolish talk to the world, but to those of us who believe, that is the wisdom of God. But to those of us who believe, that is the wisdom of God. You see, it's not enough to do a recall on what you said. And we're going to get to that part. We're going to do a recall on tonight. You see, it's not enough to do a recall on what you said. But you must replace what you said. But you must replace what you said with what God has said. You must replace what you said with what God has said. Or you're bound to repeat the same words eventually out of anger and or frustration. If you don't replace what you said with what God has said, sooner or later, eventually, you will repeat the same words out of anger, out of frustration. So not only are we going to recall on tonight, but we're going to replace. No, it's time you recalled and replaced words you released into the atmosphere, words you loosed into the atmosphere. It's a word recall tonight. God keeps referring to it as a shelf in heaven. God keeps referring to it as a shelf in heaven, a bookshelf in heaven where everything is written. Jesus did keep telling the devil, it is written. Remember that in Matthew 4, when the devil was trying to tempt him, Jesus did keep telling the devil, it is written in Matthew 4. And now God just keeps referring to our words that need to be recalled as words written in a book on a bookshelf in heaven. That's where everything is written. And therefore, I must bring to your attention how Jesus did keep telling the devil, it is written in Matthew 4, when he tried to tempt him. That's something we all need to remember before we open our mouths to speak. Because words don't just go away. Words don't just go away, dissolve into the thin air. But words we must give account for are written in heaven. The words we must give account for are written in heaven. It is written. Again, that's Matthew 4. And in Matthew 12 and 36 tells us that everyone will have to give an accounting for every careless and useless word they speak. Matthew 5 goes on to say, for by your words reflecting your spiritual condition, your words are supposed to reflect your spiritual condition. That's all the word is saying. For by your words reflecting your spiritual condition, you will be justified and acquitted of the guilt of sin. And by your words rejecting me, you will be condemned and sentenced. That's Matthew 12 and 36 from the Amplified. So, beloved, you can't just be saying whatever your flesh provokes you to say. So, beloved, you can't just be around here saying whatever your flesh provokes you to say in a moment of anger, in a moment of frustration. Words are costly. Hear me tonight. Words are costly. Remember that. Your words are the cause of the warfare you're facing. Somebody, your words are the cause of the warfare you're facing. It's the cause of the warfare your child is facing, your marriage, your home is facing. Therefore, we need to do some recalling of some things said tonight. Therefore, we need to do some recalling of some things said tonight. Father God, tonight we do a recall on the words spoken out of our mouths. We call back words we have spoken over our child in anger. That child would not be like his or her father. The thing his or her father had to go through, the mess ups he had, child would not have to face those same demon spirits. My child would not have to face those same demon spirits, etc. No, I call it back. warfare cease. I call it back. Every negative word I've said, I call it back. Off of the ship of heaven to be remembered no more. Somebody, I can just tell you this right now. You need to go back and listen to the replay of this message and recall some stuff. Because I ain't going to call out everything that you've been saying, but the Holy Spirit knows. You know, and the Holy Spirit knows. Matter of fact, he knows what you don't know. So you need to really go back and listen. Say this. My child is made in the image and likeness of God. My child, since you already told my, your child is going to be like his or her father. No, 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 no. You need to be saying, my child is made in the image and likeness of God. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 from the NIV. Therefore, I cover and seal their sanity to hell in the blood of Jesus. Nothing I said. You need to be saying it right now. Nothing I said would come back to attack my child's mind. Nothing I said would come back to attack my child's mind, thoughts, or self-esteem, etc. We call back negative words spoken over our marriages, over our spouses, etc. For those of you who are married. Somebody say this. My marriage is not hopeless. My marriage is not hopeless. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Colossians 1 and 27 NIV. Therefore, when I have Christ, I have hope. And where there is hope, there is glory. Therefore, when I have Christ, I have hope. And where there is hope, there is glory. You are not worthless. Because somebody else, these are the words that you've been speaking over yourself. And therefore, the enemy is really attacking your mind. You're going through a lot of spiritual warfare in your mind because of the things that you're saying about you. You got to remember that you're not your own. You didn't make yourself. You may be a product of what your mother and your father did, but still, that was just the vessel that the Lord used to get you here. You belong to the Lord. Call these things. Recall those words that you said. Recall them. Whether you just start saying it now or this thing goes all the way back, years, goes all the way back to childhood. Whenever it started, you need to stop it. You are not worthless. You are not useless. You are not stuck. And somebody, you are not struggling financially. We're taking all of that out of your vocabulary. We're recalling it. You are the manufacturers of it. Therefore, it's up to you to recall it off the shelf. The same way that manufacturers recall their product off the shelf when they know that something might be wrong with it. We're recalling some words on tonight, some toxic words, some negative words. You are now worthless, useless, stuck, or struggling financially, etc. And by etc., you add on to it because you know what you've been saying. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. Your mouth, every word, every toxic, negative word that has been loosed into the atmosphere by your mouth, because your mouth did it, and you keep waiting for God to fix it, but your mouth started it, so your mouth must recall it. We recall every word spoken, we can remember, and words only the Holy Spirit can remember. Ask him what you said, because he knows. And replace a negative with a positive. And replace a negative with a positive. You are not worthless. You are the apple of God's eye. That's an example of replacing the negative with a positive. You are not worthless. You are the apple of God's eye. Psalm 17 and 8 from the NIV. You are not financially struggling. Somebody, you are not financially struggling. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Psalms 23 and 1, New King James. Recall it. Replace it. You are the manufacturer. Remember that. Recall it. Replace it. You are the manufacturer. So get that off the shelf of heaven, causing spiritual warfare. Get those words off the shelf of heaven, causing spiritual warfare down here on earth because of what you said. Recall it. Replace it. This is a word recall. In the name of Jesus, amen. I pray that you are blessed by this word on tonight. This concludes the message. On Prolific Fire, I do not open the phone lines because the message is always surrounded by real issues. And the Lord led me to close the phone lines because I really feel that a lot of you would prefer to talk to me in private, one-on-one, given the seriousness of the subject matter every week. So if you're new to Prolific Fire, this is nothing new. This is every week, every Monday. We always deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. So I'm no longer opening the phone lines, but I'm going to give you my information just in case you need to reach out to me. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email, because some people prefer to email. You can email prolificfire@gmail.com. If you miss a number, don't worry. Whatever social media platform that you know me from, I'm going to post it immediately after tonight's service. So if you miss it, don't even worry about it. I look forward to talking to you one-on-one and ministering to you as the Holy Spirit leads. Now, other announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, only so if you feel led to. Only so if you feel led to. There's no pressure. If you don't feel led to, then you don't have to. But if you feel led to, some people do feel led to. So if you feel led to and you need this ministry's PayPal, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire or the Cash App. It's this ministry's name, the dollar symbol and Prolific Fire. The dollar symbol, Prolific Fire, written all together. And I pray over those that will be sowing that the Lord will bless it back to you 36 or 100-fold, according to your faith, be it unto you. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, because I'm going to start doing some stuff on the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page that you might just want to check out. So I need you to go and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. If you're already on Facebook, just look up that page. Now, if you have a prayer request that you don't mind being live on the air, I need you to join us for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate coming up this Friday, back at the usual normal time, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can access the prayer call by calling the same number that you called tonight, 347-426-3782. The information will be up on all my social media as well. Your prayer request will be taken then, too, if you would like to have it live on the air. So call in. Even if you don't have no prayer request, call in, because God always meets us there in prayer. There's no time or distance in prayer. Remember that. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night time and place, for another message, another word from the Lord. Until then, everybody, stay blessed of the Lord, stay safe, and I love you all. Good night.